want apple juice.
Lucas wants apple juice.
I know, I heard him
can
say
I
that.
Can I have apple juice?
Yeah, you can have apple juice.
Can I have soda?
Yes, you can have soda.
Can I press that button?
No, you can't press that button.
Why?
Because that's going to play the theme song. I'm not ready to start the pot.
Just hi, Dad. He's my dad.
James Gutman!
What's up, guys? James Gutman here on Hi Pod. I'm Dad. I got Lucas. He's laughing in the background with me. It is Friday. It is 3:15. Day before Austin 3:16. Day after Pi Day. It is, I don't know, Hi Pod, I'm Dad Day. So thank you for finding me on any of the streaming services. I appreciate it. Thank you. Subscribe, like, you know, give a high five, give a thumbs up. Give a hoot. Don't pollute. See, I laugh track in the background, so it's very exciting. I appreciate you guys checking this out. Thank you. Every Friday, I do this podcast, and every Monday and every Wednesday, I do a blog over on Hi Blog, I'm Dad, and I've been doing that since February of 2017, covering stories about my kids, about my son, and about my life, and the twists and turns that come with it. You know, friendships, thoughts, relationships, things come, things go. But at the end of the day, the one thing that remains constant is the message that I try to present regarding family and regarding the love that you share for your kids, and how even in a situation like you hear right now, you're in the background. My son is clapping. My son is yelling. My son is excited. There used to be a time where that caused me stress. It caused me worry. It caused me to wonder what he's going to be like. And now my son is growing up. I know what he's going to be like. And stop laughing. It's hard. He's no selling me. It's hard to do it with him laughing in the background. But I know what my son is like. And I know that the fact that he has autism, the fact that he's nonverbal, is pretty okay. And it's weird because I know the message to something like that, when you tell somebody, hey, everything's great, you know, the idea is that all the things you worried about didn't happen. Well, almost all the things I worried about did happen. My son doesn't speak. My son has what many consider to be severe autism. My son struggles with life skills. My son is in a special school. My son has to take a bus like pretty far from the house to get there. All those things are true. And all those things are things that if I had a time machine and I can go back and tell myself this in 2017, believe it or not, as positive as I was back then, I still would have been like, oh, okay, really? Yeah, really. And the reason why I would have been like that, and the reason why I'm not like that now, is because I know who he is as a boy at the age of going to be 13, you know, in a week or two. I know what he's like. I know what his personality is like. I know the things that he loves. I know how he is to interact with. I know a lot of things about who my son is. Whereas when he was little, I knew all the things he wasn't. I knew that he couldn't do this. He might not do that. But no one ever said to me, you know, you never go to a doctor and they go, listen, your son has autism. And it shows like a 70% chance that he's probably going to, you know, hug and kiss you and laugh and make you feel happy in the morning. They never do that. It's always like, well, there's a good chance he might not say anything. All the things they tell you are all the things that he might not do, not that he might do. So the assumption at a time like that is that he's not going to do anything. He does a lot of things. So it's been good for us. It's been great for us. But the thing that comes with that, the thing that comes with this, you know, spectrum of talents, of abilities that Lucas has, is the idea that you sometimes get yourself into a comfort zone where you say, okay, well, now he does this, right? Like, let's say, I don't know, putting your dish in the sink. Lucas, put your dish in the sink. And he brings it over. He puts it in the sink. And he's really good with that. Put your dish in the sink. Put your dish in the sink. Put your dish in the sink. But that doesn't mean he's going to do it every single time. Let's say we do it 100 times. There might be two he doesn't do it. But it is what it is. Now, that goes to varying degrees, right? Like, that's something that we all deal with, first of all. Like, I deal with it. There are things that I don't do 100% of the time. There's things that you don't do 100% of the time. As I said, my life has gone through twists. My life has gone through turns. So there have been things and decisions that I've made that have come back to haunt me. And then I've just done them again. I've written about this on the blog. There are certain blogs throughout here. I haven't done one in really in a while where I talk about my personal responsibility as a human being, as an adult, as a father, as a divorced man. Of all these things, this adult human being who needs to do things correctly and make the right decisions, it's a struggle. And there have been times where I've done things and I've made decisions that make me question myself. Like, why don't I learn? Why don't I change? Why don't I learn from my mistakes? And for every lesson that I have learned and all the mistakes that I have corrected, there are plenty of times where I haven't. And I've beaten myself up about it, but it's the same thing as my son. My son does things sometimes and sometimes he doesn't. And one of the most important things to know is that it doesn't necessarily mean the end of the world. Because I gave the example about the plate. My son sometimes puts a plate back in the sink. Almost every time, but there's some times where he doesn't. Sometimes my son will take his cup of orange juice and put it face down, right? He's got a cup with a straw on it with orange juice in it, and he puts it face down on my couch. My couch is stained like beyond repair. This one section of the couch. I don't know what people assume it is. I mean, I don't know. It looks like not good. He does it all the time. I've taught him to put it down the right way, and he'll do it around me. He'll look at me and put it down nicely, da da da. But he still does it all the time. So there's varying degrees of things that like he's not supposed to do that happen repeatedly. So the example of putting a dish in the sink, the example of putting a cup face down, is just one of my many not so, you know, big deal of an example. However, there are things that are big deals, things that will worry you. You take your son out somewhere and you tell somebody, hey, he's going to be really good at this event. He's going to be great at this musical, at this play, at this concert, at this dinner, because you know he can be. I know Lucas can be great sitting at a dinner, but there might be that one dinner where he doesn't want to sit through it. He's having a bad day. He doesn't want to deal with it. And he has not even a meltdown, but like a tantrum. He's upset. He's restless. He's knocking things over. He's grabbing food. So out of character. It doesn't mean that he's regressing. It doesn't mean that he forgot everything. It just means he's a human being. And human beings do that. I do that. I can go to a dinner party with awful people. And I have. Oh, my God, I have. You know, I've had exes and things like that. They're like, hey, come meet. Let's go hang out with whoever. And you go and you sit and you talk to them and you want to stab yourself in the eye, but you're on your best behavior. And you do this often and often and often. But there's always that one where somebody says one freaking thing to you. One thing. And you're just like, wait, what did you say? What? You don't let it go. What are you doing? I don't know. I'm gonna pursue this one. What did you say? Does that mean that you don't know how to go to a nice dinner party? Does that mean you don't know how to interact with people you don't like? No. It just meant that day you weren't feeling it. You weren't up for it. I wasn't up for it. I don't care what you think. And trust me, there have been plenty of times where it's not even about what you say. It's that look you give to somebody like, what? You know? Sure, you can hold it in most of the time. And you'll have people say that. Be like, oh, he must be having a bad day. And it's like, yeah, I guess. Either that or all my other days were good days. You know, and sometimes that's the case too. It's like, I've been to 99 dinner parties and only one where I told you to go to hell. But it wasn't like I had one bad one. I just had 99 really good ones, like where I wanted to do it every single time. And that could be the same case with Lucas. He might go out to dinner and hate it and want to freak out every single time we go to dinner. But then there's just that one where he's like, I ain't doing this. I ain't playing today. That's it. But because he has autism, it gets changed. It gets flipped around. And the assumption is, oh, he doesn't do it. And it can get frustrating as a parent. You're like, we learned this. What are you doing? What are you? Yeah. But you have to accept it. It's part of him growing. And there's things that he does great. Haircuts. Haircuts used to be a struggle for years. I've written about it. I've chronicled it where he would cry and scream. And I would have to physically wrestle him on the ground. Tie him up in a little ball. Arms and legs and octopus this kid right on the floor of the bathroom, and then shave his head, buzz the sides, buzz the top, get him all slick and glittered up for Easter. And he used to fight me, and then one day he stopped and it became really easy to do haircuts. Does that mean that every haircut is really easy? No. There are plenty where it's just like, this is miserable. But again, it's not because he doesn't remember that it's a haircut. It's not because he can't do it anymore. It's because that one time he's like, screw this. I'm not doing it. So it's important. I think for any parent similar to me, any parent who has a child similar to Lucas, there comes a point where you have to kind of just give them I don't know, like a teenager pass, a kid pass. Be like, you know, it's cool. It is what it is. But again, we get lost in the shuffle. That's the whole point of the one I wrote about on Monday. Now, on Wednesday, I wrote about choosing joy in autism parenting, my quest for a happy family. It is about my personal quest from happiness for happiness, not from happiness. See? Freudian slip right off the bat. My personal quest for happiness in my personal life, which is... been a theme. It's been a running theme in the background. I am a positive person. I had a quintuple bypass in 2012. I've dealt with a lot of ups and downs. So my goal has always been to live a positive life. Invite the happiness to me. That way I get more of it. I love it. And trying to help my kids find that as well. And a lot of that involves, especially with my son, trying to have happy times with him, but also bringing him out, showing him to the world, not hiding him from other people, putting him in social settings, even when I sometimes wonder if he cares about that, because there will be times where he has a good time. He has fun. We'll bring him to an event. We do it at Easter. We go and we go to shows and we go to buffets and we get out of the house and we get him around. Whereas I know many cases, a boy like him, people would be content with staying home. And the irony is Lucas would be content with staying home. There's no reason... All right, somebody. There's no reason to go out for him. It's not like he comes to me and takes my hand and wants to go in the car and go somewhere. No, he doesn't care. He likes this. You hear how happy he is? He loves it. He will stay home with me for the next 25 years and not give a damn. He will be so grateful for it. Will he experience life? No. Is his favorite thing probably out there? Yes. Will he find it? No. That's the idea, and that's what I meant by wanting to find happiness for my kid, find happiness for my family, and trying to share that. And the main theme of Monday, of Wednesday, of both these things I've talked about, of what I'm talking about today, my son is not very different than me. My son is a human being. My son has loves and passions and motivations and things that he wants to do, and it's my job to bring him to that. It's my job to acknowledge that. It's my job to recognize that, and it's my job to show him that, take him by the hand, bring him into the world, be Aladdin. On the magic carpet ride, show him the world, let him wither by wonder. I don't know the words, sorry. But yeah, there's a whole world out there. I want him to see it. To be honest with you, man, I want to see it myself too. So that's the goal. Happiness in 2024. It has already been a year unlike any other. So I'm really excited. And I want to thank you guys once again for being on this journey with me. That does it for me this week. I'll be back on Monday. I'll be back on Wednesday. And I'll be back next Friday right here. So highblogomdad.com Monday, Wednesday. Highpodomdad.com next Friday. Tons of stuff to do, guys. I appreciate your support. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you. Till next time, James Gutman saying, be well. Bye, pod. I'm dad.